it's Vegas, baby, but that's not all it is. It's also Reno, Phoenix, Flagstaff, Sedona, and all the other beautiful cities of the American Southwest, a place we all know and love and have come to call home. Here's to hoping Santa packs some sunscreen this year.
I'm Rudolph.
I'm Nose.
And I'm Christmas with the Cranks, and we'd like to welcome you to Stinkers, the Tim Allen, more like Thick Allen with the way he be looking in Christmas with the Cranks, and let's just say I'm liking it, of podcasts, where we talk to our guests about their biggest stinkers, aka the worst decisions they've ever made.
Stinkers. Stinkers.
Today, we'd like to welcome to the show actor, friend, and genius, Emily Althaus.
Oh, can I get a horn? Can I get a... There we go. Okay.
Yeah!
Yeah, that's short-lived, but perfect.
Yeah, we couldn't hear the sound effect over our own screaming.
We'll see who wins today. Do you want to have a real moment of silence?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great.
So this is, for our listeners, a new development. We have discovered that James has been sitting on the God control.
I would say
withholding. I wouldn't say even sitting. I'd say it's more insidious than he's withholding.
He's withholding, which in itself is sort of a God move. He has been
you're the ones
edging
calling
us.
Me God. I've never claimed it. Jeez, I'm not. You're the ones gooning over here.
Well, speaking of God, we do in a way have the real God in the room with us today, and her name is Emily.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Oh, my yeah. me, I guess.
Yeah.
Mama me indeed.
Yeah.
You guys.
Welcome, Emily. We're very excited to have you.
Yeah. It's an honor. It's a GD honor.
Yeah.
Yeah, no cursing. No yeah, no using can. Your own name in vain on this podcast today.
Yeah.
I don't like to do it. You know, I don't like
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it's respect. Self-love.
Did you on a scale
sorry.
On a scale on a scale of 1 to 10, how uncomfortable did the intro make you? Or comfortable?
Okay. I like that better. Oh, comfortable? Yeah. I'm sitting at a 6.5.
Okay. That's
and
very
I'm
good.
Sitting on the floor.
Oh,
just okay. factually, yeah. I am also sitting actually on the floor.
Oh, okay. That's
I'm a
for
floor
us.
Sitter. I'm a floor okay. sitter as well,
you're
and so
a florist in a way.
I'm a florist. Oh. Yeah, a double O. That's exactly right. I really think it's more comfortable down there.
Mm. Couldn't agree yeah. more. I'm glad. Glad
Good
to
stuff.
Join you here.
Now, I do just want to quickly. I'm not going to scale this 1 through 10 as we just did on comfort, but I want to test the temperature of the room. Anyone else seen Christmas with the Cranks?
No.
No.
Is
I
Tim
was
Allen
actually
hot
say,
in it?
I've never felt less safe in my life than you describing your feelings about Christmas with the Cranks.
That wasn't part of the temperature that I was taking about your safety.
Well, here's the thing. I call myself the human thermometer for a reason.
Ew,
and it's because I'll present temps all the live long day if I have to. Just dip me in the water, dip
Ew.
Me in the air, dip me
James.
Wherever you need to dip me.
Isn't
my
it
nude
that-
bits.
Oh, James, come on.
Wait, that's
what?
A visual.
Maggie
that-
is showing us
he looks
like
a hot dog in a Speedo.
The whole joke is he got tanned in this, okay? But that is Thick Allen.
Yeah, wow. Maggie just showed us a screenshot from the film Christmas with the Cranks. Of Tim Allen in a tiny little Speedo.
Right. And it was ready to go on her phone.
It was ready to go.
We can all relax. And phones are, it's, everyone can relax. A woman can have whatever she wants on her phone in 2023.
As the lock wants. Screen.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
As the lock screen. Absolutely.
Careful with that.
They let you change it now, okay? You can mm-hmm. customize ringtones and customize your lock screen. So... I'm just saying, I think it's interesting that people should be taking a look. It opens, the movie opens on a shot of him topless in bed and
very thickness.
So dark.
Very thickness.
You exactly. describing any situation with Tim Allen as topless. Is so deeply unwell.
Let me
topless
t- it's a great
Tim Allen.
You have to see this movie. I'll tell you right now, if you got to get your rubies off, this freak's topless immediately. Yeah.
Yeah, he's topless. So, okay, that was...
You got to roll your dice. This is what's up.
I'm getting the temperature. I feel like I understand the temperature of the room. Thank you for all of that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Just a reminder, if you do ever need the temperature again, I am basically a human thermometer.
I won't be.
Hard to forget, really.
Yeah, hard to forget.
Let me put my whole hand in your mouth, and I'll know your temperature.
James, that's not how you take temperature.
It's how I take temperature.
Okay.
I guess we technically don't know because most of our thermometers are mechanical or, you know, like not mechanical, but
they're like a mechanical medical one. It's like basically made of Kinex. It's fucking wild. No, that's so true. I wish they would do something about thermometers. They're so mechanical.
Anyway, kind of, we at the beginning of the podcast, we talk about the stinkers we've had in the week before diving into yours, Emily. I'll tell you what my stinker, not really of the week, but kind of the month, kind of culminating in. Yeah, I'll go off. Culminating in just me ruining my life is I just stopped. Has this ever happened to you guys? I just stopped responding to emails. You know what I mean? I get emails coming in. I see ones that are like obviously urgent. And I just am not responding to them.
And then
the more that come in, the less I'm like wanting to respond to them. And I bring this up this week because I'm now facing the real life repercussions of not looking at these emails. I guess there was a show I agreed to do that I didn't show up to.
Diva. She's a diva.
And let me tell you something. Diva lifestyle. So that's just kind of me on my bestie God mode. And I'm trying to look at the emails, but I'm not interested. You know what I mean?
It's real. Email is a permanent lifelong and text difficulty for me.
Email is a lifestyle too. Maybe embrace the lifestyle change.
Yeah. Like Margaritaville, the retirement community.
Exactly. Or like Celebration, Florida, the town that Disney created that you can live in.
Yes.
Is it also all Disney adults?
Yes. Actually, I don't know. Is it?
I watched a documentary about this because it's crazy.
Sex offender app in there. Pull up the sex offender app in there. You're going to get some big hits.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the sex offender app is also your home screen, right?
A woman is allowed to have anything she wants on her home screen in 2023.
Okay. And you have what isn't your version of the app a thing where it pings you when anyone is within 3 miles of you that's a sex offender?
I am a citizen vigilante, okay? I am citizens arresting out here on the daily.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's kind of me. That's my thing.
I hear you, Caroline.
Have you thought about maybe hiring a personal assistant just for fun, like to answer emails? And maybe the roaches will even do it for free.
I don't need to be hearing about the bugs that are living happily and comfortably in my apartment, okay? I have a little bit of a roach infestation, and I've heard nothing but hate and a lack of support from my two best friends.
She's heard is that I will literally come over there and remove them, and she has said no.
Okay, so we have like a Stuart Little situation, but with roaches.
I'm hearing
they could have outfits or modes of transportation or
Richard Scarry kind of thing.
100. So I'm scared. Yeah, for sure. 100%.
Caroline, in this version, are you basically the kid from Jerry Maguire, who was also Stuart Little?
Yes,
my mom's coming. I have to go to bed.
Exactly. Jonathan Lipnicki.
Yes, Lipnicki vibes.
I kind of try to live my whole life as if I'm the young boy from that film. So,
or just any young boy, really. They do it right.
Any young boy.
So, and like, what are other examples besides the Stuart Littling of your home with roaches?
Peeing my bed, wetting my bed every night.
Every night?
Yeah, as a little boy. I have sticky hands. I don't shower. I love dirt. So, yeah.
That's worms awesome. In the also pocket.
Doesn't, sort of none of the, most of that's yeah. real, I feel. Like, not even a bit.
I don't
You're
shower.
A dirt lover. Yeah, yeah, and you don't true. Shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes you think.
So that's my stinker.
Okay.
Well.
Well, I'll say mine. I'm just going to carry off of one part that you said, the wetting the bed.
Oh, carry off. Yeah.
okay. That's interesting.
Ooh, go off, carry off, do your thing, come.
So I'm going to do a carry off of that. I was this past week, James.
What? I'm sorry. I'm hyping up my freaking bestie over here. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm going bestie mode.
It's so toxic. Okay. Yeah. I was dog sitting for a dog that my friends here know. Mm-hmm. And the dog on the first day I arrived and he was having some sensitive stomach issues.
Stomach.
There was poop everywhere. And there
continued
to be poop everywhere. But the trouble was he was also waking up several times in the middle of the night to go. And I'd be so tired and it was so dark that I would let him out. And the first night I let him out, I wasn't really like looking at, you know, I watched him go in the yard and then he came back in. The next morning, I did wake up and there were he had skid marks.
And I don't want to, aren't these friends of ours, they take pride in their linens.
It was white linen.
They have a white linen
duvet. It was a white linen duvet.
We're talking parachute company.
Yes.
Nice bedding.
There was nothing to be, it was just like, this guy's been having diarrhea for 24 hours. Like, there's going to be some stuff. And he doesn't really like others. And so I tried doing some cleaning, but he did not want me anywhere near the asshole. And and so.
You're just hovering near his butthole. Let me touch it, please.
Yeah. So weird.
Please let me give that a little touch.
Up his ass.
I don't think it would have been good if there had been video footage of my interactions with this dog during this period of time.
Surprise! Ring cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
We got you, Maggie. Wait,
so you're saying this dog, it was like a loose, like he was splashing ass. It wasn't like you're saying there was poop everywhere. Or...
No, it was like clearly it had been so messy that it got onto his hair, like surrounding hair. And
was
so...
he rubbing his ass in it? Like what's going on?
So then skin marks
rolling around
were on the bed. And here's what's interesting is here's where the stinker is, because that's not watching, I guess, was a stinker. Maggie. The stinker was it was really only on one quarter of the bed, so I like rotated it to the other side of the bed, and it was like a king size bed, so I slept in the bed. It wasn't a lot. It was like two streaks.
Okay, so now we see
me or Caroline very reticently admitting to this, and we're disgusting. And I am just so shocked that you slept in the poo bed.
Yeah. Can I tell you why? Because our friend was like, "We'll just move it to the other side," and I was so tired. I was like, "Yeah, I guess you're right." And then when I took it off a couple days later, I did take it off because I was so disgusted.
Days?
So a couple you days pay? Later?
Later.
Guys, days. I don't feel good about this. I don't feel good about this.
These sheets were crusted by the time you were done with them.
No, it was normal. And then like two tiny.
See, now you've put us in the position of discussing how much poop is a normal amount of poop to have in the bed. And I don't know that anybody's comfortable with determining how much that is. Seems like zero.
Now you're saying it's like granules. Now you're like, but it was an amoeba's worth.
I don't feel good about it either. I guess I should have stopped before saying the part about me staying in the bed, shouldn't I?
No,
I feel like you put your pillow on top of it and slept on top of the poop.
I did not do that. Okay.
I feel like you didn't even use a pillow. I think you went directly head contact to the shit mark.
Yeah, and you sleep tongue first, right?
I'm so grossed out. by that.
This is this I so but before I get to my bit of this podcast, yeah. is this a safe space or no? This is not a safe space.
Oh, thank you for asking. Thank you for asking that. We always tell all of our guests it's a safe space. And it is for our guests, but it's actually not usually for James. But now it's interesting you bring that out, that I think maybe today the podcast is not a safe space for
not
Maggie.
So
I think
safe.
Today this is the but first it will time be for I'm you. Experiencing. It's yeah. very safe for you, Emily. Do not worry.
Oh, great. I just care about myself, obviously. So
yeah, yeah obviously.
You know, but I,
yeah,
obviously. You know.
Well,
now, Maggie, what's that?
Oh, it's like a little paper flower.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see the thing that it was attached.
I thought it was like a potato chip attached to a string. Yeah. It looks like a fucking barbecue potato chip.
Wait, will you hold it up again?
Float in front of your face. Wow.
Perfect.
I need James, you to eat it.
James, it's time for you to tell us your stink, okay?
Yeah. All right. Actually, mine's not even that bad. Like, this weekend, I went to emo night in New York City, and it started at 11 p.m., which is awesome. And then when I got there, I was stuck in line behind a guy who most people were just in sweatpants at this emo night.
Yeah, because everyone's in their 30s and doesn't want to be out at 11 p.m.
Yeah.
It was wild energy. And it was also the day of SantaCon in New York City.
Oh, I forgot about SantaCon. I
can't believe you left your house. That is.
I can't either. You got to batten down the hatches.
And so I'm in the East Village waiting on a line for Webster Hall at 11 p.m. And the line was very slow. And the guy in front of me had one huge dreadlock in the center of his head that went past his ass, and the rest of his head was shaved. And he was awesome. But then he was like talking to me. He's like, hey, just so you know, like, I'm going to be moshing in there. I'm like, all right, dude, you do you. And then we get in and they start playing the music. It's so people don't know, emo night is like just a bunch of DJ sets. But by DJ, I mean, they literally just play a fucking playlist of emo songs and that's it.
Yeah.
And the first person in there, apparently, it was from Vanderpump Rules, but she had like yellow hair. So I don't even someone told me this and I'm like, that can't be true. They must be fucking with me. So I think people were lying to me at this fucking emo night. It was disgusting. Okay. But also at this emo night, a guy came on stage after the first half hour who looked like if the Undertaker lived in Silver Lake. He had the Undertaker hat and he had the same hair as Undertaker. But he looked like he drank a lot of water. And he played no emo music for a full 45 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And at one point played Smash Mouth All-Star.
Oh, hell yeah. Point,
it was so insane. They played Linkin Park, which I loved. I actually lost my whole damn ass mind.
Yeah.
You don't think Linkin Park is emo?
No. That is rap rock. That is rap rock.
Well, I guess
my life is a lie.
It's emo adjacent. I mean, it's got emo vibe.
It's appropriate at emo.
I'm not trying to fight, but no, you're wrong.
This is why I mean it's not a safe space.
No, I can feel it. The energy is specific.
When James is up, it's not safe.
Yeah.
What is this supposed to mean?
So did that guy mosh with the one dreadlock?
He moshed hard. The one dreadlock was fucking flying. It was amazing. Mm-hmm.
I've been that man before. And you guys, this is just before we knew each other, but
Were you a mosher?
Did you have dreadlocks?
Keep them coming. Yeah. Well, I won. I had the one for about 8 years.
Yes,
you did. Yes, you did. 8 years.
It's in a bag somewhere back there.
Oh, no. That's like.
I know.
I'm sorry, but just like hearing really this,
it's so good.
That's like something if someone said, like, well, we found her dead in her hoarder house.
Yes.
They'd be like, well, she was buried under the hair bags.
Ding, ding, ding.
And that's what we're going for.
I know we just met, but not wrong, my guy. Not wrong, okay?
I just love, in my mind, see, this is giving a little also Stuart Little, just a happy little dreadlock living in the plastic bag. I think that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, if you built it for 8 years, you need to keep it. That's important.
If you build it, they will come.
Okay. I feel this is a really good transition. Yeah.
The long of emo night is to say I injured my neck from dancing too hard.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
I'm sorry, but not moshing, just regular dance?
I kind of gave myself whiplash, I think.
Oh, James.
I kept, like, going like this. Like, it's just, this is all just very
You were just, it was a pure vibe in mm-hmm. injury. You just.
It was, like, basically vibes-based, my injury, yeah.
Wow. Aww. It's a vibe-based injury, yeah.
Yeah.
Happens all the time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was basically awesome. But I didn't get home till 4:30, and I was so upset. I'm 37 years old.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think I attended my friend here, Emily's birthday. I don't think I was home till 4:30. I'll tell you that.
4:30, that's so good.
Tell them about the after party. It was just you, me, and 20 men.
It was wild.
I looked around and I said, this is what my life, I'm 37. It's exactly the same as when I was 12, somehow only gentlemen and Maggie will hang out. That's
so it was really
I'm obsessed with that.
Guys, I feel like we should dive into the dreadlock of it all.
Oh, I think so too.
And by the dreadlock, we mean your speaker, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
Emily, what have you brought us today?
Well, I thought about this because, boy, have I made lots of mistakes. Big ones, love them. Mm-hmm. But maybe no greater category for me of mistakes than love in the relationship realm of things. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just quick background, grew up super religious, not just like, we had to go to church and I hated it, but like I was a devout, would have tried to save each one of your souls in a different, mm-hmm. unique way to your personality.
And I just want to say I would be interested in that pitch.
Hey, you know, I got some. There's some friends that I maybe saved from the gates of hell. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But because of that, there was such a, you know, like a focus on, the relationships existed only towards the goal of marriage, and also mm-hmm. all the fun stuff you want to do only mm-hmm. happens after you get married. So you're kind of, you know, your girl's been engaged maybe, I'm going to call it four times.
Wow.
I'm going to call it four times. I'm going to call it,
we're just going to say it's four.
Let's
we're
call
just
going to
say it's four. And we're so one, it's only one of these, and not even the one I got 2 months from the actual wedding that I want to tell you about. That one's sort of boring in comparison, to be fair.
Yeah.
Wow.
This guy I met my freshman year of college, he didn't go to my school. Western Kentucky University. Hilltoppers? I would take a horn right there.
Hilltoppers?
That was your Hilltoppers.
Yeah,
the
James.
Our mascot was basically Grimace from McDonald's, but red instead of purple.
and you're
allowed to Google that right now. And the school was built on it's just on a big hill. And so they just called us Hilltop. We just walked up hill every day.
I feel like we've talked about this before, Emily, because my high school mascot was also the Hilltoppers, but it was like a ram.
Yes, yes.
Which maybe makes sense, but this red Grimace thing.
Oh my
this
God.
This is real? You both had a high school, you both had mascots in your lives called the Hilltoppers?
Have you seen the red? Photo? Yes.
Yeah. Hilltopper. It's, what is he? I don't know.
That's great.
But he's.
Yeah.
Oh God.
So while going
he's
to
all
this
mouth.
School, oh, he's all mouth. He might just be a tongue. We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't really know. I met a guy who did not even go to my school, lived an hour away, and owned a pizza shop with his brother where these hardcore shows used to take place, actually. So tying it all together, this
basically
is
sick.
Basically sick. How I met this cat, and I want to say on and off for 4 years in college, we would date, and then both of us very religious, he would sort of break up with me by being like, oh, I was talking to God, and like,
oh boy,
I don't think he wants us together, and I'd be
he
like,
actually
whoa.
Doesn't like you,
like, whoa, yeah, I'd be like, wow, he like has not told me that yet, but I'm gonna,
like,
you know,
actually,
like,
we're having different conversations than that.
Oh my God. And I'm like not talking about you at all with God. That's so interesting that you're. But so a lot of that, there would be a lot of like Well, basically, yeah, that it would be heartbreaking. And I would sort of feel like as a good Christian, I was meant to like take that information and accept it and sort of then I would like get over it. I would take like 3 months of just like, you know, walking like a zombie on a campus and being like, I'm over it. I'm over it. And then he would pop back up and be like, just kidding. I think my faith wasn't strong enough. And now it's like, we're good. Whoa, and every time it was like, it was thrilling to me every time. It was like being chosen by this douchebag, but also
by God, because he's telling you that you are being chosen and then rejected by not just him, but the Lord and Savior.
Just the creator of everything you've ever known.
Like, that's
no big deal.
Yeah, no big deal. MBT. And so
that will really fuck with you.
Would wreck a girl. I was a theater major and I was, I'd only ever always wanted to, you know, do that and thought I'll go to New York. But this guy lives in Owensboro, Kentucky. And if God does not want me to perform and be in New York, then like, I gotta like really start to get my head around Owensboro as a lifelong place. So this one summer I said, I used to go to Poland and teach English in the summers in college. And this one summer I said, no, I'm going to go to Owensboro. Yeah. I want to work in Owensboro. But he broke up with me like right before I could go. So I ended up getting a job at a Starbucks on 181st Street. No, in New York. This is actually
in New York.
Thanks to this guy, I sort of said,
great.
I got to go away. I got to get states away. And I'm going to go to New York and work at this Starbucks 181 in Fort Washington, holler. And spend the summer there and like I'll really get over him. Like we're not meant to be. And it worked and I came back and was about to start my senior year of college and I got a call from like an unlisted number when I was home visiting friends and it was this fucking guy. And he was like, I drove, you know, to where your college is and I don't think you're there. And now I'm in Louisville, your hometown. These are like hours apart. I need to see you. Can I see you? And I said, you know, I'm at with all my best guy friends at a Denny's, you know, round the way. You can come by. And he walks into this Denny's, you guys. And this is like a tall, very tall guy. He was 50 pounds lighter than the last time I'd seen him. Now, he was 50 pounds lighter because he had decided not to eat food for 40 days in pursuit of an answer from the Lord of whether we should, in fact, really be together.
Obviously, of course.
So he shows up at this like Denny's and he asked me to like talk to him in the parking lot. And I just to paint the visual, we are in fact behind a Denny's and next to a Hooters. You know, this guy I haven't seen, just a bit thinner than I remember him. And he's asked me to get into his car and he gets out this like 4-page letter and he's reading to me like, it's like everything you ever, you would have wanted to hear somebody anytime they said something bad, this is actually, I didn't mean that. I meant that it's just a one-to-one of every, like, your dreams aren't stupid. Like I said, like I would follow, you know, like that kind of things. Like I would go, I would in fact. Okay. So he walks, he gets out of the car and he opens the door and I'm at this point bawling and not really for reasons of like, it's beautiful, but I think I'm also just so shocked or scared or something.
A little traumatized.
And he gets down on one knee in this parking lot behind this Denny's and next to Hooters and pops a ring out and says, you know. Will
this
you
is
marry
Christian
me?
Michael Scott. This is insane.
He literally
no ability to read the situation.
I part of me wants to obscure his name for his own, but I also do want you to know, and a side note, that this man, who I'm sure had his name legally changed from, his name is Andrew, but he changed it to Big A, little N, Big D. Little R-E-W. Yes!
My God.
And I just know that he is not like right now is somewhere in an argument about someone's pronouns and like has
yes.
absolutely yes. like obliterated his
and
ability.
He's doing big letter, little letter spelling.
I didn't know you with could the government. Do that.
With the
Emily,
government.
I feel like you are opening a beautiful new world to me.
No,
that
Caroline,
so
Caroline is gonna do it to her yeah. name.
I just need you to know it's possible. The government yeah. will say for, you know, I'm sure like $60 and a clearly written, I don't know, application.
Oh,
you can,
my God.
All the size letters can be yours. But he basically proposed, and I remember crying and saying like, this isn't how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And then him saying like, what could I do, you know, to get you to say yes. And I pointed across the parking lot. And at that time, there was like a van of these dudes that were my best friends since mm-hmm. childhood. And I was like, talk to them. And they took him to a house and like a tribunal, like sat across from him and like interviewed him and made him sort of prove that he was serious.
Whoa.
This time. And like, acted. Now there's a part of this that I love deeply to this day. And then another part that I realized, like, these guys also at one point were like, you know, we're going to act as like her, like we know her father. So we'll act as their, you know, there's still a lot yeah. of like
patriarchy.
We've got this. We'll decide. Yeah. You sit. And yeah. I literally sat in another room while they talked about
wow.
us and me.
This is so crazy.
And so, I mean, the shortest version of the end of this is that I wouldn't wear the ring, but I did agree to go back to my family who, you know, despised this person at this point. Cause this was, you know,
okay,
quite
so
the roller coaster.
They didn't like him.
And I don't even know if they had ever even, they just knew that this guy was like breaking,
right.
they would call me
yeah.
and their daughter would be sad on times.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
so I kind of like tried to pave the way with my family and he went back to where he lived. And then I was starting my senior year of college. And in the first week of college, he showed up and asked me to come downstairs. And he was parked in the library across the street and I got in his car. And I remember him just saying, actually, like, never mind. And it
what?
Was like this, instead of sad, like I've never had this happen to me. I was laughing, like
laughing.
Uncontrollable laughter.
Yeah.
And I believe the phrase that exited my mouth was, I'm a treasure. I just all I knew to say was like, I'm a treasure.
And you're an idiot.
This won't be so hard for someone. Like, I knew that yeah. that was yeah. possible at the very
yeah.
least, that whether it
yes.
was true that I was in fact a treasure or not, that it wouldn't be this hard. I didn't have to.
Yes.
This seemed mm-hmm. quite ridiculous. And I will say, fast forward my, you know, my whole dream ever, whatever, theater major, I always wanted to be on Broadway. And I made that happen. And on the day of my Broadway debut, he had his first child, first of what would be five children. And I remember thinking like, oh shit, that is like such a stark view
yeah.
of where you're
mm-hmm.
and he was engaged to that woman 6 months after
oh my God.
He said never mind. So stinker me this, maybe that
yeah
for just a the longest, most drawn out one relationship ever. But
how much yeah. older than you was he?
He was, I want to say, like, maybe 4 years older than me.
Okay.
Wow. I don't know if I missed that part of the story, but I did not know he was older than you. So, Maggie, very intuitive if you didn't
yeah,
say that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I knew he was older.
Well, I guess I don't have good listening comprehension.
What if I was like, he was just like, I was like 26 years older than me.
Yeah.
He was just like a
hot
dad's age. Yeah, yeah,
it's just,
right.
it's also like there's something to it of like, it rings very similar to like a lot. I think at that age, 4 years, first of all, is a lot. And
yeah.
the people who date when the college, not college, not in college relationships are like, it's very
yeah.
levels of kind of bad a lot of times
yeah.
because it's really, it's manipulative. And the older person has so much more power and in like, they can wield it. Like,
it's weird.
That. Yeah.
And you're just, I think I was very, I mean, you know, immature as you're supposed to be in college, but then there's the element of religion and what that did
yeah.
to like,
mm-hmm.
there's just so much that's shrouded in like, like you, it just makes, it keeps you childlike in this way. Yeah. When you're kind of like with these simple goals and where these things are, you know, yeah, like the thing that got me out of the engagement that was like months from happening, I remember seeking advice from someone in the church and they were like, oh my God, like, well, it's easy. Like marriage isn't about you. It's about God. And like when I married my husband, I was like terrified of him. I didn't even like him. And then like a year I'm like, look, you know, it got better. And like, look at us now. And I was like, oh, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I don't think I'm a good enough Christian, or maybe not a Christian. And that sort of.
Yeah.
So.
And that's where it all happened.
That all really. Wow. Yeah. I don't know if this was the fun and light.
I loved it. That was perfect.
It still makes me laugh. I can promise you that. Yeah. 50 pounds lighter. If you had seen this man walk in just so hungry, like literally so hungry, and it was in that time of like the cayenne pepper lemon tea stuff, you know, like that
master
shit.
Cleanse.
So he was master cleansing his way to a
spiritual master cleanse.
And when you know, don't give your body sustenance, like prone to hallucinations and things like that. I bet he sure did get a message from God about whatever he wanted, you know,
some sort of God.
Kind of spiritually edging, I would say.
100%. That's right.
Yeah.
Very that.
Yeah. Wow.
If I could say that. Yeah.
I am just so glad that you are where you are. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that is that birth and Broadway debut on the same day is so incredible.
Really incredible.
Felt like, good.
Yeah.
Felt good.
And also such like, no, I think that's a perfect stink. That's a real bone deep stinker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say it's bone deep.
It's bone deep. I just do have to express the only thing I'm sad about is that you did not end up with, and it's not too late, but did not end up with a man with different capitalizations.
Just different size letters.
Did he keep that?
Oh, baby. Yeah, he kept it. Oh, yeah. And now
is still epic, it sounds like.
I'll privately send you guys a, he works for like a really popular, very big mega church that actually, I can say this. He, when we were together, was a pastor's assistant. To a pastor who was seen praying with the guy wearing horns on January 6th.
Oh my God.
And who,
he probably has to milk the pastor once a year.
Oh my God.
Emily.
This is not like a great, I'm like pretty glad I got out of the.
Could have been you.
My version of like rebelling in faith. Was not to leave my faith in my 20s, but to go to like a place where they spoke in tongues. So I was like, I'm gonna raise Baptist, but now I'm gonna get baptized in the Spirit, and like that'll show you.
Wow.
So
fascinating faith journey.
Yeah, it was.
That's awesome.
Something.
That is. It's God, really that's something. So funny.
You're like, we cannot air any of this, by the way.
James has
so many. I can see the questions in James's head happening.
When did you ever get to do a moment when the priest comes up to you and puts his hand on you and you started speaking in tongues?
Okay.
Did you ever just sit there and go, like that?
Okay, well, someone has the Spirit. I'm sorry. Hi. Okay.
Hello, Spirit's in the room.
Spirit's in the room with us.
I was anointed with oil by some women in this church, and then told when we were praying, they said that, you know, like the Spirit will come over you and it will. And I just remember being a little self-conscious and like, it's not happening that way. And they were like, practice. And I was like, what do you mean? And they were like, just practice. Like, you don't do anything right the first time. Like, just go. And I was like, just run. And they were like, yep, that's it. And I was like, oh, so everybody's
working it up.
We're just practicing.
Okay. Yeah. Also, the pastor of that church, the same gentleman I mentioned who was, you know, a big fan of Roger Stone or whoever the fuck, he was a former meth addict. So he had, like, his story was compelling Mm-hmm. He got quite a following. You know, real charismatic, and he used to lead the service that way, and he would do this thing when he would, it would like feel the spirit, but it was like somebody's knocking him on the head, and so he would sort of like somebody's he would
punching him up in the nose, like from the bottom.
Yeah, very much that.
Based on your description of him, I have to say something, and we're going to just very briefly, it's going to move from safe to unsafe space, is that I can see James.
I really don't feel safe with what you're about to
doing this. Yes. You know what I mean? Like that.
But
that,
also then going backstage and be like, got him.
Yeah. Can you believe how much these bitches cried this week? Yeah.
Yes. My tongues were so good today.
Milk me. Yeah.
Milk me, assistant.
No, the milking is not okay. James wants to get into this because he really wants someone to milk him.
Just to be milked.
Yeah.
It's not hard to get milked.
You can get that kind of stuff on
field. I live in Bushwick.
Yeah,
Bushwick,
this guy was out till 4 a.m. Did you hear him? Exactly. He's got milking opportunities.
He hurt his neck doing a dance.
The traditional milking dance.
Lassoed in by one long dread and then just
milk me. Yeah.
Wowie.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
I should have asked if the one long dread was just like an avatar, though. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
The Jenny hair.
To connect.
Just like
plugs
hair.
It.
Mm-hmm. Connect the pubes.
Right into your butt.
I should have asked, hey, dude, is that genitalia?
Yeah.
Well, it's never too late.
Speaking of genitalia, I do have a question about genitalia and this man. Is a man like that when you're dating in a abstinence scenario? Is that like, can you sense the motivation around that?
A lot of over the pants stuff. Here's what I'm going to let you guys in on. A lot of like just premature ejaculation.
I was
going to
say,
everybody involved.
Loading it up, wearing a cum diaper, loading it up, so to speak.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a lot of like, there's a lot of getting blamed for like, I remember the pastor's wife bought me a dress once, and he thought it was too attractive and therefore like a big stumbling block, and really got upset about how inappropriate that was and like unfair that was, that I look so damn good, you know. A lot of that.
Sir, you're 4 years older than me, like you're living
don't
in
make
the
me
adult
pop
world.
A fucking boner in church. How dare you? I'm out here fucking showing brain in church because I'm fucking horny as hell. It's your fault.
He's horny, so his sack is out.
That's how horny he is.
I also don't think I knew that brain was testicles.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
What do you,
I thought it just meant kind of penis or whatever in general. Like I never knew it was specific to the testicles.
Well, now, some people say the head of the penis is the brain of the penis, so.
I don't know. Oh, true. But the scrotum looks like a sort of like
the scrotum.
Little brain.
That's why saying wrinkles. Now that you're all saying it, I'm like, of course.
Especially if it's a real veiny one.
Yeah.
Right. And the more wrinkles you have in your scrotum, the smarter you are.
Obviously. Yeah. Smooth brain motherfuckers.
James has been telling a lot of people that.
Well, no, I've been ironing my sack. I want it to be nice and smooth. Sorry. And I'll use a travel steamer if I don't got an iron.
Oh my god.
Oh yes.
Oh, sorry, is that wrong? Anyway.
Yeah, that is wrong. That was a great
It was good, James. That was good.
That
See
was
it's
good.
Fun.
That was good. See it's fun.
Charge.
I can't believe you held out on that.
Yeah.
That was a really incredible story, Emily. I would say one of the best stinkers we've ever had.
Yeah, I agree.
Really dark-sided. I loved it.
It is dark-sided. Really good. A lot of dark-sided things in the
Maggie, it looks like you're... Are those blue light glasses? Because they... It looks like you have, like,
blue boxes over your eyeballs.
Blue boxes over your eyeballs.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Okay,
sorry,
freaking
Emily,
young
I cut
Sheldon.
You off. Thank you. That was really stinky. And we're going to be going to something even stinkier.
Well, yeah, and before we explain it, let's give it a little intro.
Ooh.
Thank you.
If you want to explain it, Caroline.
Yeah, so thank you. So something about Piss Tank is it's like the TV show Shark Tank, except it's in a tank of piss, but you're still a shark. And now you're going to be presented with three ideas, concepts, products, could be anything. And you have to pick whichever one is the best or the worst. It's up to you. Don't swallow the pee. Piss.
I'm realizing that I don't even know if these sounds are going to record on this recording.
Well, then we just got a whole vibe. Because remember we did the voicemails before?
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll find out, guys. We're all going to find out, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Emily, do you have any questions about how this tank works exactly?
No, I just want, I mean, is the money you guys are going to give me to invest is real though, right? You guys?
Yes.
It's your money.
It's your money
now. It's got to be my money.
It's a direct money. We actually did direct transfer, so you have
this. Did you say it was 10 trillion, Maggie?
Yeah.
Would you say it's 10 trillion?
I'd say it's about 10 trillion. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
These will be three strangers that you're going to meet who are going to, we're really excited.
Three strangers are having their lives taped.
Feel free to ask any questions. Do whatever you want.
Okay, cool. I'm taking my top off. Let's go.
Yep.
Damn, dude.
Look at that. Yes. Pit it out, you guys. Pit it out.
Oh, yeah. I'm pitting here, like here crazy.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. All right. Pitch them.
Hi, Shark. Hi. So nice to meet you. I'm sorry that this is so embarrassing. I forgot to wear clothes today, so I am covered in sand from the beach. So it's not
exfoliated.
I would hope so, because I have some seriously dry skin. Do you ever suffer from dry skin?
Yeah, usually just around the elbows, actually.
Okay, that's not what my thing is about. Pitch is about today is an idea for a television show. Picture this. What if I told you 8 young singles living in a house together?
Okay.
And it's not scripted.
Real or set in the world?
Yes, so it's set in the real world. And we'll do it, I think we start in New York and then take it across the country, see where it can go. There will be romance, there'll be fights. People will have jobs. People will maybe do drugs or drink. But they're videotaped the whole time. And they have confessionals and talk about what they're doing.
Ooh.
And I think this will be played on MTV. And I want to call it the Peel World, because the other thing I forgot to say is that instead of people, it's talking banana peels.
No. Wow. I'm going to need a minute.
Okay. Do you have any questions?
Well.
Or do you want any sand?
I would, yes, no, yes. No questions, yes to sand, I think.
Okay, well, I see I've done my job quite well, and I'll just shake off some sand into your palms, and there you go.
Thank you. Ooh, thank you, Shark. Thank you so much.
Oh, so sorry, Sharks. I didn't mean to walk in on you kissing. Would you like a little bit of privacy, or should I?
No, actually, everyone here has to give me a little kiss.
Mm-hmm. First time for everything.
No!
Oh my god.
Smooch.
Wow.
No!
And Shark, you got really, wanna...
yeah, really go big ahead. Teeth. Sorry, carry on.
Thank you. Thank you. I think it's the most noticeable thing about kissing me is the teeth.
Yeah. For me, it was.
Yeah. Well, and I do want to clarify, it's not that I have really big teeth. It's that I have one really big tooth. All the other teeth are really small. You actually can't see them. But the one tooth is so big, it looks like a full set.
That's neat. But, what would you like to pitch me?
Well, before I even do that, I just want to say I'm sorry for also having no clothes. And I'm sorry that I'm covered in baking flour, naturally, as a result. But what I'm here to talk to you today about, it's also sort of a pitch, and not not a it's for a movie. Sorry, this
are you writing the movie
getting...
right now?
No, it's just I'm getting baking flour all over everything. Wow. Including this keyboard that I felt the need to punch a couple times right now. Have you ever heard of Elvis, the movie by Baz Luhrmann?
Yeah.
And have you ever heard of Crimes of the Future, the movie by David Cronenberg?
No.
Good. Because my movie is called Elvis 2.
Okay.
It takes place in the future. This is a series of facts. I'll tell you a little bit about it. It takes place in the future in the same reality as Crimes of the Future, a movie that we now know has a lot of cultural resonance. In this world, Elvis isn't... These are just some facts. In this world, Elvis never actually died. He was cryogenically frozen when they realized he was about to die because he... And it wasn't because he was shitting too hard or about to have a heart attack. It was because he had new organs in his body that were causing him to generate too much shit.
Hmm.
Yeah. And there's about 10 more facts I want to read real quick. Yeah, in this future, Colonel Tom Parker, who you might remember from the Elvis movie, is actually a robot AI upload of Colonel Tom Parker's mind. And he's voiced by Tom Hanks, and he looks exactly like Tom Hanks' character in Polar Express. And he's the only CGI character in the whole movie. We don't explain it. There's a lot of other stuff. The idea is that it takes place in the same reality as Crimes of the Future, which is a movie that not a lot of people saw. And in that movie, Kristen Stewart famously says, "Surgery is the new sex." But in this movie, Elvis reminds everybody that dancing around and singing, because all the organs make you twitch weird and make you sing and make you poop, is also the new sex.
Okay. Okay. I have to pause you for just my first genuine question.
Yeah.
Is this really about... like Elvis and the sort of scat fantasy kind of, are you trying to church up some sort of a movie where I just have to watch this?
Well, he poops a lot. He poops a lot in the movie. Mm. Yeah, okay. He's basically always pooping in the movie because he has extra organs creating more poop than he's even taken in for food. You know what I mean? Like he's generating more shit than he is eating, which is awesome. Because
does he eat shit?
That?
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This
Is perfect. Oh, yeah. Just he eats human poop, his own human poop. Okay. It's like he's human centipeding himself, so to speak.
Without now
the lips being attached to the hole. So he's just shoveling in because it's like, it's almost like how a queen bee is just constantly pooping out eggs. He is just constantly pooping out poop. And he's just constantly having to shovel it in. And in between shovels, he's singing like crazy and he's having so much fun. And it's in the future. And he's not even freaking dead. He's alive. And in the future, also, people didn't even know who Elvis was. And actually, in this movie, his name is Elvis too. But he says, "Call me Elvis for short."
Okay. I like this. I do like this, actually.
I love a sequel. Yeah. I mean, the first movie did so well. Elvis 1 did so well. Well, what about Elvis 2?
And you're thinking direct transition from 1 to 2.
Direct, sort of like a couple hundred years in a direct way, you know?
Okay. All right.
In a future where everyone's got like a lot of extra organs and everyone's a kind of a creep.
Okay.
And Elvis makes so much poop, it's crazy.
Okay, well, let me shit on that. I mean, sit on that for just 1 second.
I think you're going to like Elvis too.
Or this can't be the last guy. So what else we got?
Hi, Shark. Quick kiss.
Ooh, the driest yet, but I liked it.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Yeah. I also lost my clothes and am covered in snow, so my lips are very dry.
Yes.
Now, something I've heard is that the previous two sharks who have entered the tank brought you entertainment ideas, and that's I don't touch that stuff, so
right.
I won't be doing that. I have a product and an innovation and a surgery to present some new surgical innovations that are going to be, with the help of you, sweeping the nation and the globe, hopefully. Shark, have you ever been camping?
Sure and have.
Do you sleep in a sleeping bag?
Yeah, the outside kind.
Yeah. I'm so glad you said that. Because what I am ready to make real. It's called the Sack Sack. And what it is a built-in to those with penis force. It is an elongated foreskin that you can pull out and stretch into a proper warming sleeping bag. It is the Sack Sack, and it is
the
sleeping
bag. Sack Sack. It's a foreskin device.
Same reason Caroline thought hanging brain wasn't the penis. It is the Sack Sack. Well, because here's the thing, the foreskin that comes out, but then there is parts from under the sack that then you can pull. It is a patented stretchiest material in the world. It's indestructible, weatherproof, stretchiest material in the whole world. And we can give people housing on the go. You've heard of outdoor sleeping bags. This is the most indoor sleeping bag in that it is on your body. So the Sack Sack could be coming to med spas, to doctor's offices, and
freeways,
and anywhere near you. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. I gotta say, you know, I love this, not for, I'm sorry, not for its original intended use. Obviously, yeah, that's sure. Creeps me out in a lot of ways, but I think that I'm really big into licensing deals, yeah. You know what
yes,
I mean? So
yes.
There's a part where I think, because what I heard, that you're saying stretchiest, you're saying
patent.
Most durable, you're saying patent. Yeah. I love that word. That means safe. That means money. Yeah, you guys should have thought about that with your entertainment ideas.
Oh, I meant
ideas.
To say – did I not say it? Sorry.
No, did I not say that? I thought I did.
Oh, wow. Oh, actually, it changes nothing. So
I would say – I could have sworn I said it loud and proud.
Wait, yeah, if it doesn't change anything, I didn't say it.
No, it doesn't. It changes nothing. And I think I'm going to have to go with the one I could conceivably get my money back on – through licensing deals, obviously, I will be taking, what is it, 60% of your company?
You're going to take 60% of my company. That's right.
100%.
And you could have given anything, and I would have said yes.
Thank you. I love
Thank
that.
You.
And that's why I picked you.
We're going to be a great business together, and I'm really excited to show you my sack.
Yeah. No, I'm just excited to get in there. In
Thank
that sack.
You. Well, guys, what'd you think of that? Are you happy that I won?
I'm really mad.
I think Emily
did a great job as a shark, but Maggie, you disgust me. Every day you disgust me in a new way. I'm disgusted.
Yeah, I don't like to get gross on this show, so like it kind of bothered me how gross your thing was.
Huh.
I would love it if we could actually, I don't know, maybe sit down at the table, do a little normal style.
Make it G.
It's interesting.
Make
to
it
hear
G
that.
Rated.
Make it G. We're gonna make it G rated now. Okay.
And you know, speaking of making it G rated, Emily, we're so happy to have you on the podcast today. You have been such a great guest. Thank you for being on Stinkers. Do you have anything you want to promote? And where can our devout listeners find you?
I'm usually at Pavilions a couple times a week.
Perfect.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, great.
I go there. I go to Trader Joe's a lot. Big into groceries.
Okay, great.
That's basically
so.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but that Pavilions has a Panda Express in it.
Oh, yeah.
You fucking know it does.
That's
right up front,
well.
Dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right up front. It smells catch you every time.
Every time. You got to be
every
careful.
Every time. You really do. No, I got nothing to. No, I got nothing. That's
Amazing.
It. It's groceries for me.
Yeah.
Really, regularly.
I love that.
Yeah.
So if you want to catch Emily, try to go to Pavilions or Trader Joe's. Sounds like you have a good chance a couple times there a week.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's it for today. James is not returning to the podcast. We're all sad to see him go.
Wait, what the fuck is going on? Wait, hold on.
He's been dishonorably discharged.
Why are you guys playing this? What's going on?
And bye, James.
We miss our friend James already. He was awesome when he walked this earth, but he's no longer with
us. It's so
us.
Cool you yeah. cut the in memoriam thing together so quickly.
Yeah, this yep. footage. And a lot of it's from this recording.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Sepia tone, too, over yeah. it. It's beautiful.
We're big into sepia.
It feels pretty fucked up that you guys made this montage. Wow.
Did he record that before he...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. I'm freaking alive, guys!
He knew I'm here.
The whole can nobody see or hear me?
His last bit. That's so sweet.
It's so cute to see his last bit.
Bye, James.
Bye, James.
Forever.